The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
Welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock. I'm Lindsay, and we're back with episode 2 of Total Divas. And we are at Mania.
This is the Rack Extra throwback. We're doing this old school style tonight. Because reasons.
But yes, we're doing the throwback. So we are watching the episode with you, and we are reviewing it. Yay. So if you're not familiar with that, that's what we used to do before we just watched it and talked about it later. So now we're actually going to live react to the show. Neither one of us have seen it yet.
I've seen 2 GIFs. That's it.
Spoiler.
I couldn't tell you what I saw in the GIFs, but I saw 2 GIFs.
You're not going to tell me what you saw?
No, because I honestly don't remember what they were. I think one was Naomi dancing.
Okay. All right. Naomi dancing is always good.
I think.
It's awesome. So this is going to be a Paige-centric episode just based on the title. We don't do the quote anymore. But we're in New Orleans.
I miss the quote.
I do miss the quote. It made it fun. We're seeing shots of the city. We've got some cool music. I believe it is. Yep. Day of WrestleMania.
WrestleMania.
So everybody's getting ready. They're getting their makeup done. There's Nikki and the Red Rocket. Bella Twins are talking about drinking.
Okay. Hold on. So I love... Let's look at this from a production standpoint, right? So they taped both a Total Divas and Total Bellas moment with the same setup, just so we're all clear, right? Because this was used as part of the Red Rocket hat was used on Total Bellas, right?
Well, it's probably shot together, honestly.
It was. I just they chose one thing for Total Bellas and one thing for Total Divas. That's all.
Well, you know, like you do, you gotta spread it out. And by the way, Nikki does have the ring on at this point. So the breakup has not happened at this point in the show. In the callback or in the sit down, she does not have the ring. I don't know why this is important to me, but this is important to me. So now the Bella Twins are making a phone call.
They were asking Siri something.
Oh God.
I didn't catch what they were asking, but they were asking.
Yeah, I didn't catch it.
Sets being built. It's WrestleMania. It's a Superdome, brother.
Is it the Superdome or the Silverdome?
Silverdome, brother.
So we see Carmella and Paige arriving. There's Natty. There's Rusev and Lana being followed by a camera crew. There's Alexa, Naomi, Tyler Breeze.
Old championships, new championships, fans, all the like.
Spot your favorite wrestler. Did my favorite diva, Bray Wyatt, make it?
He's not on this television program.
You never know. He could pop up.
I mean...
He has before.
He has before. It's Bella's... And they spilled Brian's drink. Oh no. There's Sheamus, there's the Usos, there's Miz. Makeup being done.
Natty with the glam squad. They're glamming it up. The girl with the fabulous purple pink hair.
Bobby Roode on
it. I love her hair.
Bobby Roode on a poster.
By the way, the Bellas arrived. Brian's drink got spilled. Nikki's now worried that she jinxed the match because you know she spilled Brian's drink.
Hey, Ronda Rousey.
There's Ronda. It's not the first ever women's battle royal. They've had one before. Sorry. Did I say that?
But they're calling this the first ever women's battle royal.
Sheamus manhandles Paige.
In a polite fashion.
In a polite fashion. In a gentlemanly fashion. He picks her up and carries her off. Oh, there's Tamina! And she and Nia are talking about how it's Nia's first WrestleMania. It's her first big match. It's her first championship match at WrestleMania. She's getting all glammed up with the gold. And Nia's nervous, but she's basically like, I'm going to put my big girl pants on. I'm going to go out there and kick ass. And I'm going to be awesome. And I'm going to be a boss. And it's going to be amazing. So there's marital problems with the... there's Peyton Royce. And I think Billy Kay.
This show's now... Iconic.
It's now iconic. There's trouble in the Wilson household as basically TJ doesn't compliment Natty and she's having a hard time, you know, basically getting anything out of him because she feels unimportant and, you know, ignored essentially because he doesn't compliment her. He doesn't really talk about her. He's like, nobody cares, yada, yada, yada. And of course, Paige is trying to interfere.
Paige realizes it's a terrible idea.
So basically she interferes, she gets them together to talk about it and she's like, oh, that was a bad idea. That was so a bad idea. Natty, don't cry.
She wants to be a priority and she's not.
Poor Natty. She wants a moment at WrestleMania. She wants to feel important in love to her husband and he's not cooperating. Damn it, TJ. Damn it. Why you gotta ruin everything? It's not this shit without drama, y'all. And we get the teaser for Paige's retirement.
Yeah. Drama on the Total Divas show?
Never happens.
So what we're gonna get here in a minute or two is the girls reacting to Ronda Rousey and...
It's epic. It's epic. Oh, God, I can't wait. Pause. So we are back at WrestleMania. We're getting the backstage shots. Natty is still upset. She's crying. Natty, honey, please don't ruin your makeup, because that's what's important here, but please don't ruin your makeup. We see more women in the background.
She feels so insignificant.
I like how there's a clearance mirror, like, right there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they went and bought it for the show. It's clearance, right?
Everyone needs a mirror. It's all hands on deck. There's 70, 50... whatever people there. 80,000 people there. No, actually, like 200 people backstage.
There's Sheamus. Sheamus is all over Total Divas.
No wonder he was tied up to watch this episode. His favorite show of all time.
His favorite show of all time. He wouldn't miss it. So Natty thinks that maybe she's overreacting a little bit.
Wait,
that,
what?
You know,
Natty's overreacting?
That never happens. Not on this show. But I mean, it's like, I can kind of see the point. TJ has to stay neutral because he is a producer. He can't be like, you were wonderful, you were excellent, let's push you to the moon, to her and ignore the other girls. He has to be neutral because otherwise he's looks like he's showing sides.
And I don't think he produces any of her stuff.
No, I don't think he does either.
We're getting slow-mo shots of the girls and Brian, Miz, and TJ.
Interesting, Miz.
And TJ.
In his suit, Nia.
Rusev. Production Chuck. Crowd shot, pyro, fans cheering, WrestleMania is here.
Yay, WrestleMania! This was actually one of the cooler sets they did for Mania.
Yeah, it was a cool set.
It's the giant laser cannon.
Usos.
We haven't seen a lot of them lately. I want to see more of Trinity and John. I think we do later this season, but I want more, damn it. There's Sonya and Paige.
Sonya Deville, probably a cast member next season.
Probably. So Sonya doesn't really know how to feel, because she's like, I don't know what to do, because there's just so much.
She's the first openly open lesbian to ever perform at WrestleMania. That is the phrasing they use, or she used.
So basically, Paige is still having to hold it all in, that she's, you know, she's retiring.
She's not telling anyone, because internets.
Yeah, internets, you don't want it to get out. So we're seeing more crowd shots. We're seeing Daniel Bryan's return to the ring at WrestleMania, which was a huge moment, and Nikki's reaction to it. We see the twins in the crowd chanting. Seems so familiar. I feel like we've been here before. I don't know why. It almost felt like we saw it on another show. Go figure.
Very quite exciting to see him back in the ring, says Nikki. Cinematic shots of him in the crowd.
There's Bryan. He's got Sami Zayn in the yes lock, and Sami Zayn taps. Daniel Bryan wins in his return match to WWE, which is so cool.
It is very cool.
So Paige is congratulating them. We're all sitting down backstage, chilling, watching the show. Okay, there's her.
Yep, there's her version of the rack.
We've gone from Nikki's boobs to Paige's boobs. Okay. Alrighty. There's the guy with the food! There's booze behind them. This is a full-service catering.
So Paige tells Brian what's going on, and she has to give the speech tomorrow. And he's sort of reflecting on what he did.
Brian's basically saying, you know, you have to be positive. You have to stay positive, because otherwise you're not gonna make it.
Yeah.
And she's talking about the positivity of how Brian came back from a career-ending injury, and maybe, you know, she'll get better, and maybe she'll be fine in a few years, and maybe that's what she needs, is a long rest for her neck. Because we've heard of cases where it's like, you know, in terms of, she kind of has the same thing as Edge, where it's like he feels better, he doesn't have the pain and the numbness anymore, but he obviously can't wrestle anymore, he can't take another bump, but his neck has healed. And then we see TJ with the twins, and now TJ is asking the twins to calm Natty down. After they compliment his suit, because he looks so sharp.
Nikki's like, how easy is it for men to just compliment the woman? He goes, maybe I have to revert back to my old ways.
Oh God, TJ. Ever the romantic. Ever the romantic here. Mr. Wilson. Oh my God, it's an entire makeup room. We see everybody getting ready.
Glitter tits. Hashtag glitter tits.
Now they're asking Nia if she's excited.
See all the girls, Alexa, Charlotte, all getting their stuff done, ready.
Getting all glammed up, and Nia is basically like, she has to remember, you know, that she is awesome, she is amazing. Because, you know, she gets insecure. We all get insecure, especially in big situations where you're like, okay, I don't know if I can do this, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she's nervous because she's never done anything like this before. And this is the biggest moment of her career. It's a huge deal for her. So I completely understand that she's like, you know, I don't know what's going on right now because I don't think I can. We've all been there.
Yeah.
She just has to remind herself that she can. And so that's basically what the girls are doing. It's like, you can do the thing.
Pretty much.
So, you know, she just needs that bolster of confidence. And we cut to shots of the city, shots of the Superdome, close-ups of everybody getting their glitter eyeshadow. And it's very glittery.
Heels, Mandy.
Nia getting her picture taken. She wants to beat up the guys, which I say, go for it, girl.
So it's the Battle Royale.
The Women's Battle Royal. And actually, technically, it's not the first ever Women's Battle Royal. There have been others, but because they had to change the name of this, it's technically the first ever.
Well, they were Diva Battle Royals. This is for women.
I know, but I'm just saying there have been other female Battle Royals.
And they're fighting for cup that is in shape of a, well, you know.
A female
organ. Organ.
But we see Beth Phoenix, we see Paige on commentary with Corey Graves and Michael Cole, and Paige is, you know, saying how bittersweet it's going to be because they're asking her about her injury on camera, and she can't say anything, and she's sad to go, but she also has accepted, I think, that she has to. They're talking about Natty's gear.
15,000 crystals.
That cost her a pretty penny.
TJ's watching the match.
Basically, she's like, we're all stressed, we just need to chill. Everybody chill.
Natty doesn't know how to chill.
No, it's not. That's not her thing. And we see Carmella showing off, and then Sarah Logan goes for it, and now it's the dive for all the ladies to start beating each other up, and Carmella goes out first, and then the NXT girls go for it.
Which was a really cool moment where all the young girls went after the veterans and everything like that. That was really cool.
That was cool. I miss Peyton Royce with short hair. I liked her hair short. She looks fine with long hair, but that short haircut was really cute on her.
Yes, it was.
And we see the dives from Bianca Belair and Kairi Sane.
In slow mode. Not to be confused with Prima.
No, but Lana's talking about how intense it is, how many women are in the match, and, you know, how she wants to do a good job. Because there's a lot of moving parts in this match.
And she did well.
She did very well, yeah. Lana has improved leaps and bounds in her wrestling.
Yeah. She transformed her body into a more athletic body, and it helped her in the ring. You can tell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, her body's now able to take the abuse it needs to do. When she first started, she couldn't.
Right.
Bayley's big moment.
The moment where we're like, oh my god, Bayley's gonna win! Bayley's totally gonna win! And then there's Naomi. And we're like, and I remember sitting here watching this, and it's like, okay, alright, I'm fine with this. I will accept Trinity winning this. Because she deserves it as well, so we're fine. Everything's cool.
Everything's fine. Nothing's wrong. Everything's cool. Everything's fine.
We're good. We're totally good. Well-deserved. And we see her celebrating. She's so happy. She's excited. She's officially made history. She's the first winner.
She's like, no one can take this away from her.
And she's right. She's all smiles. We see her with the trophy. She's almost crying. They're all cheering her as she gets backstage. There's Kevin Owens sitting in a golf cart.
Naomi's like, my cheeks hurt from smiling so much.
We see her doing the post-backstage interview, and she cries, and it's like, aww. Cry, girl. Cry. You deserve to cry, man. They're happy tears. She hugs. Is that Dasha?
Yeah.
So we see more backstage shots, people walking around. Fans. Hey, there's Connor. There's merchandise. Oh, and TJ brings Natty flowers and a card. He congratulates her. Look at him being all cute and romantic.
So what intern, what production assistant had to run out, buy the flowers for TJ?
And get the pink and black bow on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
What is that expression she's got on?
I don't know. What all this reminds her how special TJ is. And now she's crying.
Because he writes her a really sweet note on the inside.
It's Rhonda time.
Oh my god, this is going to be so amazing. Oh god.
They're wondering what type of Rhonda we're going to get.
You're going to get the Rhonda that kills people. By the way, she looks super cute in her little kilt and jacket.
Mm-hmm.
There's Hunter and Stephanie.
There's Kurt Angle. The girls' reactions, just, yeah.
They're like, oh crap, here we go. Never forget, Triple H put Ronda Rousey over in this match, y'all. And here we go, now we're seeing Ronda go. And just their faces. Oh my god, their faces. Bree's like, holy crap, I don't want that. I don't want that.
Now they're getting to the Hunter part.
They're like, is she gonna fight Hunter? She's gonna fight Hunter! I remember all of us losing our
crap this. Yeah, we lost our mind for this one.
Because it's like, oh my god, she's beating up Hunter! Props to him for taking this, by the way. That's a man right there.
Trinity's like, I didn't expect her to be this good.
She's hella good.
Yeah, she is. They're like, holy crap, and you know what?
They're like, Nikki's super excited. Nikki wants all of that. They're all generally excited. I think there's one or two of them that are like, nope, don't want it. But all the rest of them are super excited.
They're like, I hate to follow that.
And Nia's like, oh crap. Nia's like, I have to follow that. Most genuine reaction ever. Nia's like, I have to follow that.
Huh.
Bleep!
Yep.
Where she drops an F-bomb. It's like, yep, relatable. 1,000% relatable.
There's Alexa coming down.
She looks so cute at WrestleMania with the jacket and the little puffy skirt.
Mm-hmm.
It was a nice callback to when she would wear the tulle to the ring. It was just so cute.
She's going to kill it with style.
Effing style. We're drinking champagne. Good champagne. Clicquot. Mm-hmm. In case anybody's interested. And now it's the moment between Nia and Alexa. I don't know why this match favored Alexa Bliss. Why would this match favor Alexa Bliss?
It wouldn't. This matchup looks so much better with the highlighted form.
Right.
Just point that out. It was an okay match at WrestleMania, but there was a lot of sloppiness and slow parts and... Yeah.
They're hitting the really high points of the match.
Yeah, because that moment where she takes her off the top rope took like forever to get to. But in highlighted form, it looks very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
The girls are excited for Nia winning.
So we're celebrating Nia's victory. She's crying. All the girls are super excited for her. She wins her first title at WrestleMania. They're all running to congratulate her. Champagne in hand, like you do. They're stealing a golf cart. I just want you to have this visual image of four women with champagne glasses stealing a golf cart.
At least there's a PA driving it.
Yes, at least there is somebody else driving it, but they're all piled in this golf cart together.
Because you gotta get around. It's hard to get around the Superdome. All the girls are chanting, Nia, Nia, Nia.
They're all waiting for her, and they all run and hug her, and everybody's super excited for her. It's so cute.
Paige gets goosebumps talking about it.
She's so excited. We see Nia with the title. She's like, I need a minute.
I need a moment. Any minute.
Like, honey, go get those side plates changed. So we're the day after Mania, riding around with the twins.
We're going back to last week's episode where Natty was promising the world to fans, and Bree started trying to figure out ways to make up for whatever Natty did. They're doing breakfast with fans.
Nikki's like, am I dressed appropriately for this? So they make it right, and they're having avocado toast. So they're happy that they could come, and they apologize for Natty.
Ask the Cena question.
Somebody ask the Cena question!
Do you miss the ring? Yes, they do.
Nikki's wearing the ring, by the way.
Mm-hmm. How do you manage your time? Being a mom and doing all these things. Birdie B's their passion project.
They brought hats, and they're signing them.
They got to have brunch, lunch, breakfast, whatever meal they were given with the Bella Army. They may do it again.
They had fun. I mean, yeah, they just get to sit there and chill. They get to take selfies. They get to have food. You know, it's intimate.
But why? No shots. John Cena's match. Nothing. Anything. Guess not.
A guy trips in the background. Bree realizes how difficult it is to be president, and so she's like, "We're gonna find somebody else to be president. I don't have time for this." Or not. They're just gonna be co-presidents.
They're gonna still do stuff. They're gonna be hands-on, but they're gonna find a president. They're gonna give someone the title, and they'll still do some of that work.
Yeah. Well, they're still the founders. I mean, they still
can do whatever the hell they want.
Yeah. So I mean, it's just whatever.
What is Paige not wearing? When you first see her, it's like, what is she not wearing?
We're going to a place appropriately called Trashy Diva, and...
With the group formerly known as Absolution.
With the group formerly known as Absolution. So she's saying we don't get to really sightsee and have fun and do stuff. So, okay, we are in a lingerie shop.
We have leashes, collars.
Collars.
Jackets. I love you, do you love me, is what Lana's texting Paige. As the girls laugh.
Sonia seems really cool on that leash, by the way. Oh, Lord. So we're walking around... We're dancing, we're drinking in the streets, we're having a good time. This can't be.
This is WrestleMania.
This is not the night after WrestleMania, y'all.
No,
this is
WrestleMania
week.
This
gotta be before.
Yeah, we're with the Usos and Paige and...
There's Alicia Fox. We're all doing shots.
Unless this is
like after...
After Mania. But I don't think it is.
No, I think that this has got to be before. Because the sit down is... I think they all knew, they just weren't saying anything. Is that Dasha? No. No, that's the NXT commentator announcer chick.
Dasha. Or is it somewhat one of the others? I forget.
Yeah. Natty's reassuring Paige. She's telling her it's going to be okay. And, you know, we just want you to take care of yourself. We just want you to be healthy and happy. And there's more for her than just competing in the ring. So now we are at the Monday Night Raw after WrestleMania. So that was either the night of WrestleMania they all went to dinner, or that was earlier in the week. But anyway, so now we have Nia getting pictures with her title.
Paige is arriving. The timeline is like... She's in the outfit they were shopping in, but it was... Yeah, anyway.
Timeline's a little off. It's a little skewy. So we see Nia and Paige together. They're all reassuring her, telling her it's going to be okay.
Paige is proud of Nia. Paige is going to just take this all in, practice her stuff. She doesn't want to say goodbye.
There's Bo Dallas.
So she's leading Absolution to the ring for their match.
They're all nervous for her.
Alicia was like, what's going on?
Right.
And I was like, Paige is the best.
She's getting emotional. And it sucked for Paige. It really sucks.
So we're hearing her speech. Nia's choking up. Paige loves this. She loves being in front of the people. She loves the energy.
That has to be absolutely terrifying to be 24 years old and told you're done. Like, the only thing you've ever been trained to do, the only thing you know to do, you can't do it anymore. So what do you do with the rest of your life? Like, that has to be absolutely terrifying.
We get the thank you page chant, and she drops the news that she can no longer wrestle.
And the crowd reacts accordingly. We see Alicia crying. She thanks everyone. She thanks the fans.
Fans are chanting, "This is your house."
We see Paige crying.
Fans got her off of being on rock bottom, and she's grateful for it.
And we see her leaving the ring as an active competitor for the last time.
And we leave the show with, what is Paige's future?
Well, we know what Paige's future is, but we won't spoil it. But yes, so we leave on the sad note of Paige retiring.
Next week on the show, we get the Usos at home, sex on the beach with Rusev and Lana.
Oh my.
And more with Ronda Rousey. Should be an interesting time next week.
Should be an interesting time. You know, I would be curious to see if Ronda doesn't end up on this show at some point, maybe. Who knows?
Maybe. I don't know. I think she's too big for the show, but you never know.
She can bring a little something-something to it.
Oh, I wouldn't say she wouldn't bring a little something-something to it. I'm just saying.
But yeah, so it's a sad end for Paige, but don't worry. Don't fret. She does have a bright future ahead of her, and we'll probably address that next week. But a very solid episode coming out of WrestleMania, and now we move forward to see what post-WrestleMania brings.
Indeed. Make sure you follow along the Rack Radio Show on all your favorite social medias. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Get us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, and beyond. The Rack Radio Show. The Rack airs live Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/wildtalkradio.org. And subscribe to our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/WTRLive.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LANSWRD. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews, Episode 2 of Season 8 of Total Divas. We will be back next week with episode 3. Till then, bye!